intercepted by Miles Bryant. Yeah. Leaps to his feet. Runs down the left sideline to the five. Into the end zone. It's a pick six. The rookie with a Patriots touchdown.
There you go, defense. Somebody had to make a play. I said you need seven from him, but we're going to have to go back and make sure he didn't get touched off the rollover. Because I thought he was there at the point of contact. You know, ball's down. It's up. And he just takes it off the knees. It's going to be tough. I think they're going to call him down.
It's likely to be an interception.
Hey,
with
but go, though.
Bryant,
yeah.
Ruled down by contact.
Go. After review, New England intercepted the ball and was down by contact at the 32-yard line.
Time for the NVIDIA Bank turnover recap. Oh, a heck of a play. Miles Bryant pickpocketing Robert Woods for the rolling interception. And at the time, that I thought was a pick six, but down by contact. But still, heck of a play by Miles Bryant, who I admittedly tweeted at the time. Great play.
Who?
Either way, NVIDIA Bank and Stephon Gilmore have teamed up for Be a Champion for a Child to benefit the Boys and Girls Club of Metro West. New England's defense forcing that one turnover tonight, so NVIDIA Bank donates $1,000 to help at-risk children. They've now donated $20,000 this season. NVIDIA Bank, honest to goodness, member FDIC, member DIF. Despite that good play by Miles Bryant, Patriots fall to the Rams tonight 24-3. This is the Shaw's Patriots postgame show with Jim Murray, Joe Murray, and now joined by Greg Bedard of BostonSportsJournal.com. Greg, what are your major takeaways from this one tonight? Ugly on the offense, huh?
Yeah. I thought, look, the defense definitely had their issues in this game. I did not expect them to have this much trouble with the Rams' running game. And, maybe they were more a little bit tuned up to getting pressure on Goff, which I thought they did a decent job of. I thought, you could argue that Goff played, outside of the interception, that Goff played worse than Cam in this game.
He was brutal in the second quarter.
Yeah, I mean, it was, if you looked at, I looked at Next Gen Stats for, I always find that it interesting where they have their expected completion percentage and actual completion percentage. And I think Goff was a -8 and Cam Newton was like a -5.8. So they were both pretty bad. So I think they had a good plan. And, look, to be honest, when I watched Rams film, I was like, well, I'm not really worried about their running game. And you looked at the way that the Dolphins pressured them in their matchup, you're like, okay, well, that's what's going to happen. McVay is always going to want to throw the ball, and I got to give him credit. I thought McVay adjusted a lot more. I think he did learn from that Super Bowl. People will say, oh, it was 2 years ago, different teams, whatever. But I think McVay learned some valuable lessons, and I thought, their change of pace offensively, going with hurry up sometimes, running the ball a little bit more, not going into shotgun and empty as much as they did against like the Dolphins. I thought those were all really good adjustments where he was being more offensive and sort of, putting the Belichick and the Patriots on their heels, where the Super Bowl was the exact opposite. So I thought he did a really good job there. And then it just came down to, in my opinion, the red zone woes for the Patriots to go 0-for-4, only get a field goal. You had a pick six on one of the plays. I mean, those four possessions were just really complete disasters for the Patriots, and it really determined the outcome of this game.
Hey, Greg, I agree with you. I thought McVay was pretty good tonight, and I'll give credit to the defensive line and Aaron Donald. They were outstanding. They literally beat up that offensive line. I just want to go back to the 4th-and-2 pitch play, non-pitch play. Two-part question. Do you think they should have went for the field goal? And then the second part, I will die on the hill that if Cam Newton gets that snap and pitches it quickly, Damian Harris will beat Troy Reader one-on-one on the outside because James White went in motion to block. I'll die on that hill, but your thoughts on should they have kicked the field goal in the pitch, the non-pitch play?
Yeah, huge, huge part of the game. To be honest, in the moment, even now I'm sort of in between, but I think at the moment I was just like, just kick the field goal and feel better about yourself and just be like, all right, we're treading water right now and let's get something out of this. Now, as to the actual call, I've watched this a few times. I thought the behind the, and I actually went back cause I record the games. And so I went back and I clipped the behind the line view that Fox had after the commercial break. And that angle makes it pretty clear to me. Number one, Illuminor and Tooney had some sort of screw up at the line because really the way that play is, and I think they had the option, depending on how the Rams are aligned, it's either one of them is responsible for 51, that linebacker. One of them has to get to the second level and pick him off. So it's either Illuminor goes straight out at the snap because he was uncovered. So probably it's Illuminor supposed to haul ass and get that guy and eliminate him from the play. Another option, I think they got caught in between here, is I think they can make a check where it's a pin-pull situation where Illuminor blocks down on Donald and Tooney pulls and takes the second-level linebacker. I think that would have been a little bit slower. Tooney obviously didn't think that was the call because they all ended up blocking Aaron Donald, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. But so that's the first part of the play. The second part is, all right, so the Patriots screwed up their run blocking there. That's a given. But still, the assignment for Cam does not change. Like, he is still reading the end. And you can make the argument that the end sort of feathered his look where he stayed sort of flat, but he does take a step forward. And really, when Cam's at the six, and I have it frozen on my computer, I'm looking at it, right there, it should be pretty clear to Cam that he should pitch it to Harris. And I agree with you. I want Damian Harris with the ball in space against the linebacker, whatever they have him make a move. He would basically be one-on-one with the linebacker, and I like his chances of scoring there.
And I thought he tipped the third down too, Greg. He kind of like motioned ahead with his head. Like, if I can see that, I know the professional football players and coaches can see that too. I don't know. Like, I'd rather him pitch it, hand it off to one of the running backs. Like, I have no problem with them trying to run the ball. That's their strength, but I don't know. It's just in watching Cam Newton, he doesn't look comfortable to me.
Yeah, I mean, Jim, that's the story of their offense right now. Like, everybody can complain, and even Zoe, I was listening to the broadcast at the time. I heard him ranting and raving about how bad of a call it is, and I understand. And look, I'm sure Josh McDaniels deserves criticism on a bunch of stuff, but you know, just from my experience in covering the league, you know, offensive coordinators call things for a reason, and I think we've been over this. And if you don't look at this game and actually the last, I don't know, four or five games and see that Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick have absolutely no faith in Cam Newton doing anything throwing the ball unless they know it's going to be clearly defined, then I don't know what to tell you. I mean, they do not trust him to do anything. Just like, look, Sean McVay doesn't trust Jared Goff to do much, very much either.
True.
And it's just, those guys are really smart offensive minds. And when they call plays to not put their quarterback at risk, there's a reason for that.
So I guess it begs the question, and hold your answer, then why not just go and maybe see what you have at Jarrett Stidham at this point in the season? So we'll get your answer on that coming up next. On the other side here, we are joined by Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal. You want to join us as well? 617-779-0985 is the phone number. Patriots fall to the Rams tonight in L.A. 24-3. Now 6-7 on the year. More with Greg coming up here on the Shaw's Patriots postgame show on the Safety Insurance 98.5 of Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.
Drop by Newton, looking to load up, throws down the left side, it's caught on the crossing route by Myers, runs it into L.A. territory across the 40. David Long was there on the coverage and eventually ushers him to the boundary.
Cam Newton, 31-yarder to Jacoby Myers. Part of your first down recap here. New England converting 10 first downs today. That's another $1,000 donated by Credit Union's Kids at Heart to the Team Jack Foundation to fight pediatric brain cancer and help researchers one day find a cure. Find out more for yourself at creditunionskidsatheart.org. That's creditunionskidsatheart.org. Shaw's Patriots postgame show. Jim Murray, Joe Murray, and Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal, bostonsportsjournal.com. So Cam again, not good. Coaches don't trust him. The coaching staff feels kind of handcuffed with what they have with the quarterback. So why not go to Jarrett Stidham? And he comes in late, again, mop-up duty here, Greg, but it's garbage time. I think a lot of people were clamoring for Stidham to go in at the beginning of the fourth quarter. That obviously didn't happen. And then Bill Belichick kind of defiant in the postgame, saying, no, Cam's our quarterback. Why at this point?
It's a great question, Jim. And I really don't know the answer. I don't know why Bill was so definitive tonight after the game. I mean, look, it's been a long season for everybody. The Patriots really didn't have a bye week. They got stuck with the COVID bye week, which was not the same thing. This team has been going now, I guess this is week 14, basically 14 weeks straight. They're going to get a little bit of a bye. This is their only break, this 10-day layoff after the Thursday night game. You know, they've been traveling to the other coast. I don't see why you wouldn't punt on the question, or at least say, you know, hey, we're going to take a look at everything. You know, we were not good tonight. Nobody was good, so we're going to take a look at everything. Just sort of punt in that manner. You know, get home, get some rest, get some fresh eyes on it, and then see where you are after the weekend in terms of the playoffs and other things. You know, who knows? Maybe everything goes your way, and suddenly it's not as dire as it looks today. And then you make a decision. But I don't understand why he was so definitive tonight. I didn't see any reason for it. My mind's going wild thinking of reasons. And, you know, at this point, one of the ones in my head is I think the only reason that you treat Cam Newton this way and give him this much respect outside of that you screwed him with the contract and maybe there was some sort of maybe said, maybe unsaid agreement between Belichick and Cam that, like, look, if I'm coming there for this contract, like, you can't embarrass me, you can't do this, you gotta, you know, you gotta let me play it out. My only other thought is Belichick has serious designs on bringing Cam Newton back next year and doesn't want to do anything to jeopardize that. Look, I'm not saying that's it, and probably people are driving off the road right now. If they are on the road hearing me say that, but it's just one of the possibilities that ran through my head.
A caller earlier today mentioned that this is somewhat like the Tebow offense, and I actually agree to a point. Yeah. I know Tebow couldn't throw, but I just want to bring up one play, and I know I'm reading it here on Boston Sports Journal right now. The Patriots get the ball at the Rams 32 off the interception, which is a nice play, and then they threw a pick six from the 19-yard line. Just read a little while ago that was the first pick six in the red zone off a screen pass since 2010. There has not been a pick six off a screen pass since 2010. Do you think that was a good play call? And second, why didn't he just throw it away?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's his job there. You know, that's his job to throw it away if it's not there. And look, you know, everybody talks about how fast and strong and all this stuff that Aaron Donald is. You know, the thing that makes him like an all-time great is how freaking smart that guy is. Like, and look, this is further evidence of just how dire straits the Patriots offense is right now. It's like this went on last week. I think it went on the week before. Everybody knows how limited they are. And so they are on alert all the time for screens. And, you know, people might not like the play call. They might want to go deeper. I don't know. You know, you might have a point. I have to see the film. But look, they're looking for drive starters and they think that Cam can, that's about the extent of the play that he can execute. And, but yeah, he's got to throw that ball away. And that's an unbelievable stat. I mean, that play sort of reminded me of the Brady interception against the Jets in that playoff game. It wasn't returned for a touchdown, but, it was just as bad. It was just a bad play. That was a terrible. That's where the game all turned around for me, that they got the interception. The team was probably feeling good about themselves. Here we go. And then pick six the other way after the quarter break, mind you, when they got to talk about it for a few minutes and figure out what their best play was. That's what it was. It goes the other way. And that just seemed to deflate the team.
And how about the other one, too? And when they're coming back from a break in a timeout, Greg, on the defensive side of things, it's Rams 4th-and-1. And they're trying to get him to jump off sides. There's the break. They come back, and then they jump off sides anyway. It was like that's as un-Belichick type of thing you would see. But that I forget who it was, but it's a practice squad player, and practice squad players are going to do practice squad things. And that maybe my biggest takeaway of all, I want to know if you agree, is it really isn't just about Cam Newton, Greg. Like, you watch this game and these two teams tonight, they lack talent in a lot of positions. The lack of speed and playmakers for the Patriots comparatively to the Rams, like, it's glaring.
I totally agree. And that's that's where I've been a large part of the year. And, you know, the guy who was offsides was fat Landon Roberts. Sorry, I just call him that because he's wearing a Landon Roberts number. And every time I see him, I'm like, damn, Landon Roberts really let himself go in the offseason.
But it's one of those guys they just called up in the last couple of
yeah,
weeks.
Yeah, Keem Spence.
That's
yeah.
what it was.
And look, he's played good football for them. Yeah, instead of, you know, the Rams on film when I was watching them, I was just blown away. And also, I noticed it watching the game live against the Bucks, just how freaking fast they are in the front seven. And they had to be prepared for that. I thought they were pretty good for the most part. They just got, you know, overwhelmed. And we'll have to see, you know, the blocking scheme, how it got messed up on a lot of the sacks and quarterback hits and stuff like that. But, yeah. I mean, you're right. I mean, a game like this, and I think that's why Belichick was a little extra salty in the post-game press conference, is because, you know, he basically got embarrassed on national television. His team looked completely outclassed in every way other than the punter and special teams in this game. And that's just, I don't care who you are, that's got to be an ego blow, even for a guy as great as Belichick. I mean, to put that out there on national television, that's rough.
Mike in Boston, you're on here on the Shaw's Patriots postgame show with Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, what's up?
I just wanted to chime in on the Stidham talk. I mean, I agree 100%. I mean, for me, it's just the Stidham situation is really bizarre and puzzling. I mean, Belichick had him as his backup last year, so he had a full year to evaluate him as a player and a person. Brady leaves. They don't even sniff at a veteran quarterback. They don't try to get anyone in the draft. And all the reports in the offseason were they didn't go after anyone because Stidham was their guy. Hell, I mean, even Aikman on the broadcast tonight was talking about how last year during meetings, Belichick was, you know, saying that, you know, this kid is the real deal. And he thought, you know, they had a player in him. And then just to watch Cam Newton, I mean, it's – you don't have to be an NFL scout to see he's not processing it fast enough. And to your point, Greg, I mean, they won't even throw the ball. And so mm-hmm. I just don't, it's just so bizarre that there's got to be something there that he's putting their team. He always says, I'll do what's best for the team. You can see that he's not doing what's best for the team. It's clear.
Yeah. It's actually reached a point where it's not even so much frustration, Greg, and watching for me, it's just kind of sad. It's like Dominique Wilkins on the Celtics sad. Like, you know, like it's a guy that's just, yeah. There's something wrong or he's washed up or he's hurt, but he ain't right.
No, I agree with you. And, you know, I think the Wilkins comparison is, you know, pretty close. I don't think it's quite that bad, but you know, it's trending in that direction. And, you know, the more, you know, you guys are talking and I'm thinking about, and I'm going to be thinking about this because I'm writing my column after this on the whole Newton Stidham thing. And it's just, you know, all I can think about is how, you know, and not to say Felger's right or anything like that, but I do think there's something to the Cam Newton plays ball behind the scenes and everybody that I've talked to around the team, they absolutely rave about what kind of leader he's been. I know Bert said it earlier in the week. I think I said it last week about, you know, as opposed to another quarterback who was around here with crappy weapons, you know, Newton isn't moping around the facility complaining and MFing the lack of weapons around him. And I think Bill really likes that stuff. And I think Bill's really enjoyed the Cam Newton experience. He values his leadership and he is just bending over backwards for whatever reason to make him feel comfortable. And he's not going to, I don't think he's going to replace him until he's absolutely sure that the playoffs are out of reach, because I think he just thinks it'll send the wrong message to Cam and other players in the locker room around the league. If he does something like that, even though tonight should show you it's time to end the experiment.
All right, one more segment to go with Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal. You want to get on, got an open line, 617-779-0985. We'll be back with Greg after the headlines with Joe Murray. But first, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Safety Insurance. 98.5 is Sports Hub, Patriots Radio Network.
The Patriots now operate with three receivers left, a second down and seven after the three-yard gain. Snap to Cam, and his own read. He gives it off to Michelle, and Sony runs it through the left side. Michelle carries across the 30. Hollins up to make the stop. He had a big play on a fourth and goal to go. Option keeper.
We're down 21, right?
Yes. So, yep. But There was a little Sony Michel action tonight, and Stop and Shop and New England running back Sony Michel have teamed up for 5 yards for families. See? For every 5 yards rushing, Stop and Shop donating 5 bags of groceries for hungry families. New England has rushed for 1,918 yards this season, so Stop and Shop donating 1,918 bags of groceries, up to 2,500 bags. So, not a good game, but that's obviously a good cause by the good people of Stop and Shop. This is the Shaw's Patriots postgame show. Jim Murray, Joe Murray, another segment here with Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal. Again, it just begs the question, Greg, why not give Jarrett Stidham a shot here in these remaining games? Reading from Chris Gasper on Twitter, I'd like to get your thoughts on this. He'll say this about Stidham, he writes, if you want to evaluate him, he has to start a meaningful NFL game. That automatically excludes the season finale against the Jets, so it's Miami, the Bills, or nothing. It'd be foolish to put weight into a good game against the Jets going into 2021, and I think he's right. Do you? Hello, Greg.
Hello. Mute.
Maybe we've lost.
I do. Yeah. I agree with Chris on that. Sorry.
That's okay.
I heard Zoe at the end of the game just saying, and I agree with him about saying, you know, with the 10 days off, this is a perfect opportunity. And yes, it's the Dolphins, and it's a team that knows the Patriots well, and they'll have a good attack against them. And you know, going down there hasn't been a great spot for the Patriots, but I think this is the best opportunity. If you really want to get a good look at Stidham, these extra days, him knowing extra reps in practice, what have you, this is his best chance to show you something. And all I could think about in this game, because I really, after the first drive of the second half, I would have gone with Newton, with Stidham. I will give them credit, at least on the second drive of the second half, the one right at the end of the third quarter. At least they came out and shotgun and had a little bit of tempo and a little bit of urgency. So they don't really do anything there. They punt. They bring Cam back out, and then they come out with – he's under center with 21 personnel with a fullback on the field. And now it looks like they're just in – well, we just want to make a good showing here. Like, you know, what are we doing? If you're going to do that, at least put Stidham in the game. And the only thing I could think of – and of course there were morons on Twitter who took this the wrong way. But I made the comparison because I covered the Packers in 2007. You know, they went to the NFC Championship game. There was a Thursday night game against Dallas, and actually, I think both teams were undefeated at the time. It was one of the very first Thursday night NFL Network games, and Favre always had a bad history in Dallas, and the same thing happened when they went down there. He was pumped up. He was terrible to start the game. He ended up getting hurt, so it gave them an out. But Rodgers came into the game, and they were down big in that game. And Rodgers nearly brought them back in that game. And Mike McCarthy even said, after Favre retired and they went with Rodgers and, you know, Favre wanted to come back, all that stuff, McCarthy specifically pointed, and that's the only time Rodgers really played that year or any time in his career. And McCarthy pointed specifically to that Thursday night game and said that Aaron showed us enough in that game that we had confidence going with him in 2008. That's the type of appearance. That's why I wanted to see Stidham earlier, because who knows? Maybe they come up short. Maybe they do something. Maybe he flames out. But at least you have an idea going into the offseason, and I thought that was a good opportunity because they had nothing going on offense. They didn't. And so why not put Stidham in? Maybe there's a spark. You know, maybe they stick with Cam the next week. Who knows? But at least try something, because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you get a fairer assessment if you have him in, you know, real game action, I would think.
Yep. Speaking of real game action, I just want to give you my three up, three down. Three down, Newton, Illuminor, and Simon. The edge was awful tonight, whether it was Simon, yeah, Jennings, whoever number 96 was at one point. I was wondering who he was. And my ups were, I thought, the special team, Bailey and Folk. And, of course, Phillips, right? Another 10 tackles tonight. N'Keal Harry, anything you can take away from tonight? And is it fair to judge him based off this season and the quarterback that's playing with Cam Newton and him?
Yes, because I don't think he's any good in any sense of the word. I mean, you know, look, my official post-game BSJ three up, three down, were Miles Bryant, Jake Bailey, and Adrian Phillips. And my three downs were Newton, Jennings/Simon, and Bill Belichick. But as on N'Keal Harry, look, with a different quarterback, with more weapons around him, with a tight end, you know, all, you know, with a NFL level offense. Would he be a little bit better? Yes. But he's still not a dynamic playmaker, and I don't think he's going to be anything. His ceiling at this point is probably a number two possession receiver. Maybe, you know, an Anquan Boldin. I still think moving him to move tight end next year would be the best bet, where he has a chance to be a mismatch against linebackers and some safeties maybe. But I just don't think he's a boundary receiver. He's a possession receiver, a big slot type of player. Perhaps this Patriots offense molds more towards that, away from the small slot with Brady, and maybe he has a future at that.
Steve in Stoneham, you're next here on the Shaw's Patriots post-game show with Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, it's not puzzling at all to me why Stidham's not playing. He brought this guy in and made him starter and captain, okay? This guy can never admit a mistake. He's got the press asking suggestive questions about a quarterback change. When is Belichick ever going to say, yeah? I mean, if he puts Stidham in against Miami next week and they win the game and he throws for 300 yards and three touchdowns, who looks like an idiot?
Yeah, so do you feel like he's maybe
cornered
himself, Greg, and that's why he, you know, in case the kid does pop, like there'll be those questions. Well, why didn't you go to him earlier when you had a quarterback who couldn't throw?
Belichick is take cornered
with Cam Newton. He needs a take reprieve.
Yeah,
he could just come on. He could come on Felger and Maz and talk about he just, you know, he needs a take reprieve, or it was just in workshop. I think Steve makes some valid points. I do. I mean, because. Look, as great as Bill Belichick is, and he is, he's probably the greatest NFL coach ever. You know, he's a very prideful guy. He's got an ego. He doesn't like to be wrong. None of us like to be wrong. Josh Allen still isn't good enough for me to say that I was wrong yet. I wait till the end of the playoffs to do that, but it's not looking good right now. Let's say Steve's right. Let's say they start Jarrett Stidham against Miami. He lights them up, and they win. Everybody's going to be down on Belichick in that. Why did you wait so long? The season went down the tubes. I don't know if he wants to invite that. I really don't. But I think most of it is, like he talked about, Cam Newton's a captain. He came here on crap money. They are still mathematically alive for the playoffs. He's been their starting quarterback from basically about day three of training camp. He's not going back on that.
All right, Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, bostonsportsjournal.com. Read his recap there and more thoughts on this game and this team going forward. It's, a few days off. We'll talk to you again, Tuesday on Felger and Maz?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
All right, Greg Bedard, again, bostonsportsjournal.com. Check it out there or make sure you sign up and give him a subscription if you haven't already, and catch him Tuesday for Big Boy Tuesday on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. We still have room for you if you want to join us. A couple of open phone lines at 617-779-0985. More of your calls coming up. We'll give you the game recap as well as the Patriots fall to the L.A. Rams tonight. 24-3 is your final, and they're 6-7 on the year. More coming up on the Shaw's Patriots postgame show on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.